Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. In today's Your Money segment, we've talked a lot about the gender gap when it comes to income. But as the stock market has rallied in the pandemic, more and more people are focusing in on the rising gender gap when it comes to retirement between men and females. And for more on that, I want to bring on Stephanie Asimkos here to break it all down for us. Stephanie?
That's right. So women are being eclipsed when it comes to retirement savings. And in the past year, 78% of men have increased their retirement portfolios through stocks, compared with 51% of females. And now this imbalance really underscores not only the gender wage gap, but it also has really far-reaching implications for long-term retirement security. And now considering this wage gap, when stretched over the course of a career, a woman's lower wages really directly impact her ability to save for that nest egg and then live comfortably in retirement. And women arguably need more money in retirement because statistically speaking, women live longer than men and there's just more years and more time to account for.
And Stephanie, what role has the pandemic played in expanding or increasing the divide that exists?
Right. It's played a major role. And really, we can attribute just the imbalance to the past 16 months. This time has really profoundly impacted female-dominated industries like education, hospitality, and travel. And but even predating the pandemic, since caregiving responsibilities really fall mostly on women, women are more expected to take time away from the workforce or even permanent time away to raise children or care for aging relatives. And all that time away translates to lost wages and potential retirement contributions. So because of the pandemic, a preponderance of women have downshifted, taken time away from work to really concentrate on, these pandemic measures of supervising remote schooling for children or caring for aging parents. So it's really hasn't done women any favors when it comes to saving.
And those inequalities compounded when you think about retirement and how long it takes and the money that's growing there in the background, obviously linked to what we're talking about in terms of the gender gap on the income front too. But Stephanie Asimkos, appreciate you bringing us the update there on that gender gap.